Chapter 52, 1 a.m. Malone was in Rennes, strolling into the Church of Mary Magdalene. The nave was empty, save for a solitary man standing before the altar. When the man turned, the face was familiar. Béranger Saunière.
Why are you here?
Saunière asked in a shrill voice.
This is my church, my creation, no one's but mine.
How is it yours?
I took the chance, no one but me.
Chance of what?
Those who challenge the world always face risk.
Then he noticed a gaping hole in the floor, just before the altar, and steps leading into blackness. What's down there? Malone asked.
The first step along the way to truth.
The church encasing him suddenly dissolved, and he was in a treed plaza that spread out before the American Embassy in Mexico City. People rushed by in all directions, the sounds of horns blaring. Then gunshots, coming from a car that had ground to a stop. Men emerged firing at a middle-aged woman and a young Danish diplomat who were having lunch. He reached for his gun and fired. Bodies dropped to the pavement. Kai Torvaldsen's head exploded as bullets meant for the woman found him. He shot two of the men, then felt his shoulder tear as a bullet pierced through him. The pain jarred his senses. Blood poured from the wound. He stammered back, but shot his assailant. The bullet tore into the dark face, which once again became that of Béranger Saunière.
Why did you shoot me? Saunière calmly asked.
The walls of the church reformed, and the stations of the cross appeared. He was floating, away from the church, through the walls, out into the courtyard, where the Virgin stood upon the Visigoth pillar. The words, penitence, penitence, and Mission 1891 gleamed. Lying before the Visigoth pillar was Kai Torvaldsen. His eyes were frozen open, alight with shock. He heard a voice and saw a television with a man reporting the news, talking about the deaths of a Mexican lawyer and a Danish diplomat, and the aftermath. 7 dead, 9 injured. Malone came awake. He'd dreamed of Kai Torvaldsen's death before, many times in fact, but never in relation to Rennes-le-Château. His mind had continued to play out the puzzle. Most of the dream faded away, but he recalled the last portion, the television anchor reporting on the attack. 7 dead, 9 injured. He sat up from the bed. He'd just solved the Rennes riddle.